Okay, if you are planning to watch the eclipse, some caution is in order, because looking at the sun during an eclipse can cause serious, often permanent damage to your eyes, except during the couple of minutes of totality. So think ahead and wear eclipse glasses. Ari Daniel with our WGBH partners at NOVA is here to explain. This may be an obvious question, Ari, but why is it dangerous to look at the sun directly, even during an eclipse?
Sunlight is incredibly intense, Marco. So if you look directly at the sun, that intense light can overwhelm the photoreceptors at the back of your eye and cause them to start to break down. And so they begin to release these nasty chemicals that can actually attack the cell itself. And beyond that, some of that sunlight can even scorch the cells behind the retina.
So what kind of damage can actually happen to your eyes? And is there any chance of recovery when this happens?
Even briefly looking at the sun can cause some damage. And because that damage doesn't show up for some number of hours afterwards, it's hard to say exactly how damaged it is immediately after looking at the sun. What I can say is that sometimes the cells will repair themselves if the damage isn't severe enough. But if it's too intense and too much sunlight, then it can lead to scarring, death of the cells, and even a blind spot on the back of the eye. So the damage can be permanent to the part of the eye that sees color and detail. In fact, I spoke with a retired professor of optometry at the University of Waterloo named Ralph Chu, who told me about a patient of his who actually had crescent-shaped burns on the back of his retina.
He stared at the sun many times during the course of a partial eclipse, and he ended up with multiple burns at the back of the eye. And so, you know, he had a spot right in the center of his vision where the photoreceptors are at their highest density, and it was damaged. And then around it, we had this whole constellation of retinal burns. And as a clinician, it was interesting to look at, but, you know, the visual consequences were that he was legally blind.
So legally blind, I'm assuming eclipse glasses would avoid this. How do they actually work?
Eclipse glasses are a physical block for the sunlight that comes to your eye. Sunglasses are not enough. They block 60 to 85% of the light coming through. Glacier glasses, which you might wear if you're going to go out in kind of a wintry landscape.
Right, extreme mountaineering. So.
Exactly, are not enough. They block 99% of the light. Eclipse glasses block 99.9996% of the light coming through. And you need to make sure that the eclipse glasses meet a certain standard. Somewhere on the eclipse glasses, it should say that it meets the ISO 12312-2 standard.
So where can you find eclipse glasses, Ari? Because I know a few people, especially now, trying to find them, and they seem to be sold out everywhere.
There's been a rush on eclipse glasses.
A
lot of places have been giving them out. You might still be able to find them at science museums or planetariums. If you go to a place where there are a lot of people gathered, I would imagine that there are going to be the right kinds of filters for looking at the sun, or you might be able to borrow someone else's eclipse glasses.
And just remind us when it is safe to look at the eclipse coming up on August 21st.
The only time it's safe to look at the sun is when the moon is completely covering the face of the sun. And the only thing that's visible is the outer corona, the solar atmosphere. So that's two-ish minutes. It's only when it completely covers it that you can take your eclipse glasses off and look at that place in the sky where the sun ought to be.
What are your plans to watch the eclipse, Ari?
I'm heading up to Cascade, Idaho, which is a little bit north of Boise. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be talking with you that day, Marco, about what it's like to be up there and working on a video for NOVA as well. What I've heard is kind of west of the Mississippi seems to be good viewing.
Well, best of luck with that trip, Ari. Thanks very much.
It's my pleasure, Marco.
Ari Daniel there with our partners at NOVA. You can watch NOVA's video about what eclipses can do to your eyes on our Facebook page. Just search for PRI The World. And don't forget to tune in August 21st on PBS to watch NOVA's feature about the eclipse.